Sunny here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. The Office of Homeless Services is the Metro Department on track to get the highest percentage increase in dollars from the general fund this year, up 41% or $5 million. In a budget hearing this week, however, there were questions for Homeless Services Director April Calvin when she said the agency, quote, doesn't typically carry a caseload. Here's Metro Council Member Zulfa Swara expressing concern.
Most of your work is done by the partners. It begs the question, why do we need more FTEs rather than just additional more money for the partners that are actually doing the work if our office is not dealing with people directly?
In the hearing, Director Calvin explained that her department's goal is to fill gaps and not replace the work of their nonprofit partners. She says the budget increase is, in part, to keep 15 of the office's 48 permanent employees. Their salaries have been funded by the American Rescue Plan, and those funds expire at the end of the year. The window will soon close for Tennesseans to apply for FEMA aid in the wake of the January ice storm. The deadline is June 10th. So far, the federal agency has given out nearly $24 million, which has gone to more than 10,000 applicants. The money reimburses people for disaster-related expenses, including temporary lodging and home repairs. It can also go toward medical bills and transportation related to storm injuries. This level of assistance was approved by the president in April and is open to people in 29 counties. This is in addition to several million dollars FEMA has given to local governments and rescue nonprofits. You can learn more on WPLN's homepage or by going to disasterassistance.gov. You'll find more news at WPLN.org. We're on the NPR app under local headlines.